begin the current album seven. So human have samach, begin on the base, begin to the master, begin with the Gemara, Tanarim the Chemya. He was going to the Roima like the one who says, Shirai Ma'akvi. That, yeah, because Shirai Ma'akim, therefore he says his halacha. Taisa says, Mash, but it sounds like, yeah, Dafkim Shum the Ma'akvi, specifically because Shirai Ma'akim the Kapara, that's why Rim the Chemya says halacha. This is why Rabbi Yechanan sounds like he's saying, that's why Chai for Shchutei Chutz, for doing it outside. But if it wasn't Ma'akvi, then it sounds like from Yechanan that then you wouldn't be liable for doing it on the outside. And it's only the Rim Chemya holds that you spray the Shiur down out of the Beis HaMikdash. Yechanan says is because it's Ma'akvi. It says to us, it's a wonder, because the Mashman, Bezavach, and Prank, Bisham, and Abraham, and Tessam, and Abdul, and the Chemya, this same Rim Chemya, Bishrai, Machat, Sayyid, Mari. Which Shrayim are we talking about? Sounds like from the Gemara and Zavachim, that Shrayim Abachatas that's done on Mizvecha Chitzen, that's what you sprayed out of the Azar. Awesome, I see Braisa, there the Gemara brings a Braisa, Dam, Hanishbachim, La'amma, regarding the blood that's invalidated and spilled out to the canal. Oh, in Chayim, Lay, Machutz, in a Chayim, you sprayed on the outside. There's no halacha of having in mind to pour it on the condition of eating the basar lachas man. It's not going to make up soul. And bein toin kibus, let's say it's sprays on the garment, does not have to be washed in azar. But dam that's kashim mizveach, you are chayv to be sprayed on the outside, and it would have a makshava psula and require washing the garments. And the Gemara explained that that's Braisa is talking about by the chatois, hapnimius. And the Gemara asks, why do you differentiate in and of itself? Meaning, why do you have to say by to differentiate between dumb the kosh and dumb apostle, and to say, oh, when the dumb apostle you're not going to be chayiv? What do you mean? I thought it was dumb kshem. Could you even find a chiluk by dumb kshem between chatois and panimis and chatois and chatzenis? By the three subsequent sprays, this four sprays by chatos, by the three last ones, which are not ma'akim by the chatos chatzenius, after you already did the first one, because we have it's kosher with one spray, that you could say, you don't have to say that the pasal chatos apnimius, you could even say kosher chatos chatzenius. They ain't doing kibus, you don't have to wash your garment, they must have a sales pen, they ain't chayim alemachos, not chayim on the outside, in contrast to chatos apnimius, where you would have all those halachas even by the last three sprays. So, Mashani, the Gemara answers, oh, Hamani, who's this Tana? Rim Nechemi, Amadari says, Shayari Hadam, Shekrit Machutz, Chayiv, the leftovers of the blood that you do on the outside, you are Chayiv, which obviously indicative from the Gemara, it's saying that meaning even by Chatur Sakatanyas. So, therefore, you wouldn't be able to differentiate. But, Mislai, Tlasa Baturi Bahatit Lasa Chayuve. And according to Nechemi, there's no difference between Chatur Sakatanyas and Chatur Sakatanyas, the last three sprays. Only the two differences that the Panimius, even by the last three sprays, machshava would invalidate it, and you would require washing the garments. In contrast, the chatois chatzenia. But there is no difference between the chatois apnim and the chatois chatzenius regarding this halacha of the shirayim. Now, Amma, so we see, Rim Nechemya, shalosh matana shabachatas, the three last sprays of the chatois chatzenius, that yes, ain't toin kibus, does not have to wash a garment, v'machshava paisal ben, regarding those two, we agree. And MK, if that's the case, what did Namadil Ma'akvi so too? That would tell us that it's not Ma'akriv if you don't bring it at all. And yet, still, Bafal Ha'akhi regarding that third item, which was what we said that that's the time of Nechemi, is a Kriv Machud. If you bring it on the outside, Chayiv, you are Chayiv. Because regarding that, it is a carbon. And MK, who had done Shirayim. So then, the same thing should be regarding the Shirayim. You could say, now, Sugya, Avagatla Ma'akriv, it's not Ma'akriv, L'chayiv Alei Machud. What should Yechanan's proof? That, oh, must be he holds the commandment as ma'akiv, and therefore yichayev b'chutz. Why? You see clearly from Nechemi, as the Gemara explains in Zvachim, that even though it's not ma'akiv, by these last three sprays, mislik b'chayev b'chutz. So why is Shirayim any different? Why, moreover, says Taisa, eichi tokenze? How is it even possible? During Nechemi, according to Nechemi, sholoshim atan shabachadz le'ma'akvi, as we explained from the Gemara Zvachim, yet here Rabbi Yechon is saying, now, so you have a Shirayim ma'akvi? The three sprays are from the Hazois. That's not Ma'akiv and Shirayim, which is left of the blood, which after that is Ma'akiv. How's it even possible? Well, more of us says the Mashmah, Rishpeg, Bishamay, over the end of the Mechazim, Abel, Ilper, Kama, also previously we brought in this Mesech, the Mesech, the Mesech, the limits in the Domim, we don't find by bloods of a carbon, Shechetz, Lamaz, Mechaz, Lamal, Mechad, Makam, Shim, Ma'akiv. That you have bloods half on the bottom, half on the top, in one place, that Shim, Ma'akiv, all of them. Problem is, Lefisa Rimin Sin Lem Nechemia, but I, we do find this idea according to Nechemia, that you're saying you're Shreim Ma'akiv, so you find that although the bloods are sprayed on the top, and the Shreim are on the bottom, that they are Ma'akiv in the same place. But if Shreim Yaakim Merlayans, he asked, and Preg Bashamai over there in Tzvach and Mashma, the Bechet Sayyidim Ari. Sayyidim Nechemia is talking about Mechetur Sachetainis. And if you spray it on the outside, you're going to be chayiv the shirayim of the chatur sechatzaynis because shirayim are ma'akim. Problem is, the parak hashayich v'ma'alo, but the zvach and the fkav yiral v'ma'alo, the gemara tells us that v'ha'asht, rabat v'ma'alo, machloik is b'shirayim ha'pnimim, the machloik is b'shirayim ha'pnimim, where Rabban holds not ma'akim, v'chemi holds it is ma'akim, av b'shirayim ha'chitzoyim, divya kolei ma'akim, but the shirayim ha'chitzoyim, everyone agrees it's not ma'akim. So kikam Rabbi Chemi says, if you spray the shirayim on the outside, mechayim, b'shirayim ha'pnimim. Must be it's the shrine of the inner chatos. With that, she holds ma'akim. That contradicts Hargum, that contradicts the Gemara Zvachim, that clearly says when the Chem is talking about when you spread the shrine of the chatos achatanis. But another question is the beside paragraph, when you receive the blood of the chatos in two different bowls and you spray it outside of the Hazara, so the Gemara tells you, have each one individually. Because at the time of the Shechita, each one was fit for the Mizbeach. The Mukalik from Nechem, the Gemara explains it's going like Nechem. You have a common Moshe Madhu B'dem B'chol and says, oh, what could you compare this to? To someone. Separates his Chatas, gets lost. Separates another one, finds the first one. Shechs both them, B'chol, Zim, Mecha'im, on each one individually. Because each one is ready for the Mizbeach. Now, Mokila, B'sar Nasi. They explain over there that it's told by the Higot of the king, who was lost, and then they separate another one to take its place, and then Shechs both them on the outside. So, but what you see from Tzor Nasi is Amram Nechem B'chitzayim Ma'ari, because that's Dumin the Tzor Nasi, that's compared to Tzor Nasi, which you're saying that's according to Nechemya, and Tzor Nasi is born on the Mizbech HaChitzin. So when you compare it to Shiraim, it's also Chatzis Chitzayim. Me, however, says Tzor Nasi, that's not so difficult, because the Avag of the Amoshal have Tzor Nasi, right? Although the parable, the Moshal is Tzor Nasi, maybe you could say, but the Nemshal of Nechemya B'chitzayim Ma'ari, you could actually be talking about B'chitzayim Ma'arimis. But Makom Shara Kosher Tzikshalom, it still says all the other questions are definitely difficult. And says Rav Eimel, don't answer the sugi the Reish Pek B'Shamay over the Nevel Mechazma Beis Deloy Kribi Yechanan. Oh, yeah, maybe that sugi that explains that Mechemia that says that Yechayiv is spraying it out of the Azara to Shchut Echot is the blood of the Chatzik Atzayin. Maybe that's not like Kribi Yechanan who he says that Shraim Ama Akiv in our sugi. Rav Digmar over there holds that even the last two matanas of the Chatzis of the Chatzayin are Ama Akiv. For sure, the Shraim are Ama Akiv. And even so, Rav Nechemya holds you can be chayiv be sprayed on the outside. So that answers all the questions I said asked before. That if Rav Nechemya is mechayiv on the last three sprays, even though Nama Akiv, so why wouldn't be chayiv on the shrayim, even though Nama Akiv? And also, how's it possible that three matans of Nama Akiv and the shrayim are ma'akiv? No, so that's what we're saying. That no, that gemara over there does not hold shrayim ma'akiv if you don't spray it. And even so, you can be chayiv be sprayed on the outside. So if it's also not difficult. That I would not find the blood's half on the top and the bottom in one place is going to be ma'akim, that in the Chanami. According to that Gemara there, Shreim are not ma'akim. And also not difficult to remember Ba'ama who explained the from the Chemi by B'Shreim HaPnimim with the ma'akim by the Chatas because the Gemara in B'Shamai, that Gemara there is explaining from the Chemi by Shreim HaChatzayim holds that from the Chemi holds Yichayiv even when you spray on the outside. I mean, it's not ma'akim of the carbon. Says Tayyip, no, don't say this answer. Why not? Kibin Pekah Shekhar Ma'alo, there on the Zavachim Gavir Av Ma'av Meskana, Mutuk Ma'mils Rabbi Yechon, Abbas Adam Revad Ba'av Bechul. The Gemara concludes that with Rabbi Yechon's teaching, that the reasoning of Rabbi Yechon of Nechemya is well, that if you spray the Shreim and Atzik in Nechem, because Shreim Ma'akim. So obviously it's logical that the Gemara is going also like Rabbi Yechon. So then again, so we have this question that you can answer that it's not going like Rabbi Yechon. So, the teacher of Nechem claims that Tahir can answer like this. This is what the Biyachad is saying. The Tanrim, which is the Tais of the Maskal over here. Tanrim, the Chemi Gidibah Mishraim HaPnimim Ma'akim. Rim Nechemya, he's going like the ones who say the Shraim of the Inner Chatos Ma'akim. Therefore, what? Wait, didn't we say that it's the Chatzainis? No, meaning like this. And therefore, if you would do it on the outside, you'd be Chayiv. Because it's ma'akev, so shteitz is an avoider. But imkain, it's the imkain that's important. So therefore, yesh l'chayv b'chitzayin b'chutz. So therefore, you should be mechayv even the chatzayis chatzayis if you do it out of the azar. Avagav d'loy ma'akev, even though you're right that they're not ma'akev. So we're not. No one's saying that the shrayim chatzayim are ma'akev, which it sounds like simple pshat ma'akevah that is. No, he's saying for the fact that shrayim apnim ma'akev, So then, even the Shreimach Chatzanis, which is not Ma'akiv, should also be Chayiv for doing it Bachutz. Why? Because the Gamin may burn Badon. Because we learn now from the fats and the limbs, which are not Ma'akiv the carbon, and still you Chayiv if you burn it out of the Azara. So too, if you spray the blood of the Dama Chatzanis, Bachutz, you can be Chayiv, but there's not Ma'akiv. But then, deeper after, you're going to ask, wait a second, Ma'akiv, how could you learn from the limbs and the fats, which they're the beginning of the Avaida? So they're going to have to do it on the outside, in contrast to Shiraim, which are leftovers. Oh, no, I could show you Shiraim HaPanim Yechichu. The Shiraim of the inner Chatois could disprove that, even though it's leftovers. Yechayim, you do it Bachutz. And people are going to ask, wait a second, Mala Shiraim HaPanim, what are you going to prove Shiraim HaPanim? Shiraim HaKem 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 HaKem, in contrast to Shiraim HaKetzayim. Oh, that's what I can tell you. Shiraim HaPanim Yechichu, the limbs and the fats could disprove that, which are not Ma'akim, Yechayim Bachutz. So it comes out, there's no contradiction from the Gemara B'Sham according to Rabbi Yechon, and couldn't even Rabbi Yechon explain to Rabbi Nechemya that Yechai B'Sham HaKetzayin, even though they're not Ma'akib, it's just Rabbi Yechon explained according to Rabbi Nechemya, this halacha that we learned from Shreem HaPanim is Ma'akib the carbon, so therefore he answers all the questions, that the truth is that Shosh Matan Zachrayin is not Ma'akib, and you're right, let's take the point of the Shreem. And even saying Yechai B'Chutz, even by the Chatzar HaKetzayin, and this is the Gemara explains to Shreem HaMa'al, the words of Nechemya B'Shreem HaPanim, that is, this not Ma'akib, only Shreem HaPanim. But if you spray on the outside, that's going to be even Shreim HaChitzayinim. But we'll learn here a little bit, but this does not seem to be correct according to Ritzva. The Nechem Yehodik Michayiv on spraying the Shreim HaChitzayinim on the outside, like the Shreim HaPanim and the Yivar Mepidorim, because the Hechik Kamer, Shreim HaPanim Yechichu, how would you say that the inner Shreim will disprove that Shein Tzayv HaVayda, because it's the end of the HaVayda, and Yechayiv HaChutz? So too, you should be Chayiv on if you spray the Shreim HaChitzayinim HaChutz. But actually, Gemara Shekh B'Mal actually calls those Shreim HaPanimim Tchilas Avayda L'man Dama Panimim Ma'akiv, according to the one that holds that they're Ma'akiv. And why? Because if it's Ma'akiv D'Avayda, it's considered like Tchilas Avayda. It's not like leftovers, it's like this initial Avayda. And then we Chayiv B'Chutz. So you can't learn out Shreim HaChitzayin from them, which are not Ma'akiv, and considered Slave Avayda. So how can you say that they're both the same, they're both Slave Avayda? I came to the Ritzvah, rather, therefore the Ritzvah explains. Till Maskon, according to the conclusion of Maskin, that the Gemara comes out, the Shiraim HaChatzayin of Nechem Yilay Ma'akvi, that you're right, like everyone's saying now, that Shiraim HaChatzayin according to Nechem is not Ma'akiv. So Hachem Perusha, this is what Rabbi Yechim is saying over here. Tanam Nechem Yilayim Shiraim HaPanim Ma'akvim, yes, like the one who says the Shiraim HaPanim Ma'akiv, so therefore what? Pekiv and the Ma'akvim, so since they're Ma'akiv, Mestaber Lasa HaChatzayin V'Kamei Tchilas Avodah L'Chol HaPachis. You're right, that is Seif HaVodah, and that's Tchilas HaVodah. But at least we should make it like the Tchilas HaVodah on some level, because as we find, at least the Shreim HaPanim Ma'akvim, well, the Damas Levam Pedom, and to compare it to the limbs and the fats, because the Kibin Rachmanach Shedvino, since the Torah does consider Shreim significant, Kuli High so much that at least regard LePanimim the Ma'akvi, so yes, Lan Alas the Chitzayim, so we should make therefore the Chitzayim, which are right on Nam Ma'akvim, but at least, therefore, we should make at least Kitchil Zabayda, at least not to regard Bim Ma'akvim, at least to be Mechayim and Bidur on the outside. And because Kibin Dullah have a Bimakam Matana is, since the Shreim are not put where the rest of the Dam is put, which is by the Kronos, rather it's on the platform of the foundation, on that block. So you could even say the Chatzayin is Havlu Tchil Zavodah Chertz. It is considered Tchil Zavodah. What do you mean? It's leftover. No, it's the beginning of a new Avodah. And therefore, on some level of inside of the Rishayin, it's not considered the end of the first Avodah. And therefore, I would tell you, Chayv Alei Machotz, you would be Chayv if you do it out of the Azar. Just like the limbs and the fats, even though they're ma'akim, but you chayiv doing it on the outside because they're considered like chilas avodah, like beginning of a new avodah. Behind them, this is what the Gemara says. Even the shamim leidam lechem, where do we find that according to lechem the shira dam that the dam is considered chashuv? That's in halab b'chutz. That's regarding doing it on out of the azar. Just like we find with limbs and the fats, doesn't say and the shreim panimim because the mevam abedom lechudai. You all have to appreciate because. Not like Rebbe Chaim Kain, the limbs are from both them. No, it's only from that of the Eivar Mabedarim that we're learning out from, that Yechai Bachotz, and we consider like a Tchilas Avodah, so too regarding the Shrine. Now, but then there's bothers of Avgav, the Parker, Rebbe Kiva, Lord Rebbe Kiva, as from the Chaim, that he says that Shirari Hadam, if you're doing that, it's like Nechayim, it's like Eivar Mabedarim, on that, the Gemara brings Rebbe Kiva as, this is Loi, no. If you're gonna say this halacha be barmer b'darim shekin tchilas avoda because they consider the beginning of avoda, how are you gonna compare that to shadam that's not considered tchilas avoda? But Tais is bothered. But loy hadu lebele midi. Where Mechamim does not respond anything. Why doesn't he respond? What do you mean? I thought we're saying now alumdus that on some level that shiari hachtzayin shows to be like tchilas avoda. So Taisa Hayin Nishim Dalei Tzarech. The reason is because he didn't have to respond. Why? Because the Pirchei Rebbe Kiva Lahave Pirchei Aliba De Nafshei. Rebbe Kiva's question was only really regarding his own opinion. The Ksavi Hiyol Shurim Epanim Ein Ma'ak Mihol Shurim Epanim An Nama Akiv. So therefore, the teaching is only from Varm B'Darm. So Rebbe Kiva is bothered that Varm B'Darm Atchal Zavaita. But Nechem himself actually learns out from the fact that Shurim Epanim Ama Akiv, so to Shurim Epanim, therefore, that's what gives it the Chashiv is that should be like Atchal Zavaita. So therefore, it's not difficult. He doesn't have to answer because it's only Rebbe Kiva asking according to his own reasoning. Now, Bahadur Parak Lemekar, and Rebbe Kiva, this initially Rebbe Kiva asked, Balishir Adam Shir Mitzvahim, but what do you mean? But the left was dumb, they're just the remnants of a mitzvah. They're not ma'akiv, so why do you have to do it on the outside? So, that also says, Taisis, Aliba the Nafshikama. Really, he was saying according to his own opinion. Pirish. Afilim Pnimim, even the inner Shirayim, which are not ma'akiv, it's just Shiri Mitzvah. The Nechem Yeshiva, Nechem responds, that Ivan B'Dom Yechichu, the limit of facts will disprove, which they're also the Shiyari Mitzvah, and you still have to do it on the outside. And Uldvar of Rebbe Kiva Kama. And really, that's going according to the opinion of Rebbe Kiva, because in the Farash Hashem, like the Gemara explains over there, not totally for his own opinion, because even according to his own opinion, you need to have a proof from Ivan B'Dom, because also according to Nechemya, the Shiyari Mitzvah Ma'akim, we said you can't learn out just directly from that. Yeah, to tell you Shemachim because Shemachim is Ma'akim. So you have to learn also from B'dam. Ella Bahahu Ledvar. So what do we mean that that's only according to Rebbe Kiva? Ayur Nechem himself needs it too. It means the Mashma, the Ma'idi like, sounds like that he agrees to Rebbe Kiva. But Ma'idi Karlishir Mitzvah regarding the Kosher Mbnim Shir Mitzvah, there's not Ma'akim. That's what I'm saying. But Ihu Listrila Hacha. At that point, Nechem does not hold like him. Listrila Nim Ma'akim rather holds the Nim Ma'akim. U'mineu Yolav Chitainim Lachaya B'chut Capricious. And it's actually from there that it learns out. So the Chitainim, they're actually chayiv for doing it on the outside, because since we find the Torah is machshav the shrine so much that at least for the name is given ma'akiv, so it's mistaken that the Chitainim, at least it will be considered on some level chilz avayda, just like Ibrahim B'Darm, to be chayiv on bachutz. So comes according to Nechemya, that learned from Ibrahim B'Darm, so this is the Gemara saying that it's only the Dvar to be kiva, it means to say regarding what he didn't respond to, regarding shrine ha'panim, that it is ma'akiv. But yeah, regarding the other part, most definitely Nechemya himself also needs to learn out from Ibrahim B'Darm. Now, it also makes sense now that it says over there that Shiar Hadam, Stama, the leftovers of the blood, Bimasnitin, or Bibraisa, the Chayiv. It says that Dinli Chayiv. The Mashmah, the Bukul Bechem, it sounds like all types of Shrayim, even Shrayim HaChatzainim. Yeah, because that's exactly what we're saying. That it's, you can have even Shrayim HaChatzainim. Umaisa Tamashi Pirashli, Tchil Zavoyda, Choshim Lachayim, because it is considered on some level the beginning of Avoyda to be Chayiv. Even shchute, even the chatois achitzayin is to be chayv if you do it out of the azar, because we learn that from the limbs, which that and it's considered tchilz avoda. Lefisha in and bemokim tchilz matanis. It's not put in where the original matanis of the dam were put. Like I said, only on the foundation. Now, mahu taima habesalgit aitach mekar di ma'akim chitzayim. That's why we originally entertained to say that even the shreim achitzayinim would be ma'akiv if you didn't do any Shvich HaShem at all. Because Dim Loi Kain, because if not made with time of a Sabalema, why would you think to say the Ma'akvi, that it would be Ma'akiv, make me Daisi Musa Ravad before you bring the teaching of Ravado, who explicitly that says that Nechemit didn't say it, only Shem Kunimim, Babasaka Daitir, Tabal Khatzim Ma'akvi, and you wouldn't have thought to say, oh, even on the Khatzainim, it's Ma'akiv, but why? But like a cry, but only have a Pasik by the inner ones, which says Vechila Mechaper. Which we say, Imki Lekipa, only if you finish is an atonement, which tells the Shrayim Ma'akvim. Why would you say the same would apply by Chitzainis? Elakachim, Dhamma the Prisha, rather must be like we explained, because since we find this Ma'akvim by the Benimim, so we would have thought to say that the same would apply, that with the Chitzainis, that we consider Chazalayda, even regarding that idea of being Ma'akvim. But again, ultimately, we say it only regarding that idea of being Chayim Achot. Now, Rabbi Nadam Pirish Ben Nach, he explains this whole thing in a different way, because the Tuvah the Prisha was very difficult according to this interpretation, Lechem Ma'akvim, the Rabbi didn't write it. But Zvachim Perik B'Shamim Mefurish B'Taisus, it's explicit over there in Taisus. But what comes up from Taisus is that specifically the Shrayim Epanim is Ma'akiv. You're right, Shrayim Chitzayim is not Ma'akiv. And even so, you can be Chayiv for pointing Shrayim HaChitzayim out of the Azar. Now, what's the reason? So that's Machlekes. Rabbi Chaim Mekam explains, because we learn that from Imam Atzin of Shrayim Epanim and Imam B'Dam that Yechayiv B'Chodz. The Torah explains that no, since the Torah is Ma'akshir Shrayim so much that at least Yechayiv that it's Ma'akiv B'Shrayim Epanimim, so too, at least regarding the Bichayim Bechutz, we'd say that Shrayim HaChitzayim would be Chayim, because we would consider it as on some level like Tchil Savayda, because since the Maton Saddam is not put where you put the original four sprays, which is by the Kronos, you put on the side. So if it's like it's considered like Tchas Avoida, like Devar Mebedarim, to be chayiv if you do it also by Chutz. Next mass to begin with the Gemara, keeper as Mikdash HaKodesh. So the Gemara brings down the pasuk to allude to different places that has the Tara of Tumas Mikdash Kedashim. Zeh Lefnai V'Lefnim, that refers to Lefnai V'Lefnim. Now, Perish Rashi explains, what does that mean, Zeh Lefnai V'Lefnim? A Tum Zeh Lefnai V'Lefnim. It's referring to the Tumah of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Shtai says, well, in here, that doesn't seem to be correct. The Amatonis Lefnai V'Lefnim, the Heichel Ma'islo. We're not bringing around the Tumas of the areas. We're talking about regarding the Matonis of Dam that you do in these areas. Let me just say, the Chomatonis of Lefnai V'Lefnim, to say all the Zrikas and Dam in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, I could say that's one unit. Meaning, if the blood spilled up before you finish all the matanis of dam in the kodesh kodeshim, then maybe parachamas will you have to bring another blood, you have to start all over. And in regards to that, is what we're saying these areas. Eliyashlim rather says, what you should say is, regarding if the blood spills out, that we're saying, this refers to the kodesh kodeshim, the kulu kachad matana chashivit is all considered as one matanis of dam. The heichel kachad matana, and the heichel is like one, and the chinim is mech. Now, but says Taisa, me and Nukhliyash appears Rashi Dachim, what you could resolve for Rashi interpretation is like this. When it says Zelifnai Vlim, this refers to the Kodesh Kodeshim, meaning the Matanz Lam Vlim Khadakashiv, yeah, like Taisa is saying that regarding the sprays of the blood in the Kodesh Kodeshim is considered as one, who Mechaper al Tumash Irishan, and yes, it atones for the Tumah that happened over there. Also, Hechel is considered as one, Mechaper al Tumash Ira, Behechel atones for the Tumah that happened in Hechel. And Mesveyak Mashmai Khadakashiv is considered as one, Mechaper al Shanipim Mefnim, and that atones for what happens inside. But you didn't wait the amount of time of bowing down before you left. So you're not going to be chayiv for delaying yourself in the Azara in the state of Tumah, because less than the amount of bowing down, but you didn't avoid it within the state of Tumah. And that will atone for the when you do the sprays on the Mizbeach. And the reason is, the Pasha, the Kram, Ma'iri, B'chabar, Shemachapa, Mikdash, HaKadosh, Al-Kanva, Al-Makal, B'chulu. And since the simple understanding of the pasuk is told by atonement that is atoned for the mikdash hakodesh on the camel and all the other people, like the terminology of the pasuk, v'chibal al mikdash hakodesh, so Al-Kain Perish Rashi, Ken Divar Rashi explains that yes, it's actually an atonement for those sins that happen in those areas, but Taisa is supplementing it has to actually be, but regarding the matanis, that they're all considered as one in those distinct areas.